The following is a production of the Bardstown Radio Team.
From our perspective, our charter, our mission is to reach out to every veteran we have in the state. And, you know, 330,000 is just as important as one.
We're refabbing single-family homes with the intent of giving a home to a homeless veteran.
Our mission is to support veterans and veterans' families.
KDVA supports a Kentucky Women's Veterans Program where we help with the outreach for women veterans' awareness of eligibility for their services and benefits.
The Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs, the KDVA, as it's called, who are they? Just some of the most dedicated public servants at work today. They help veterans navigate the government bureaucracy when it all seems so confusing. Today we're going to talk to the staff of the KDVA and let them explain what they do in their own words. First up, Brigadier General retired Benjamin F. Adams III, Commissioner of the Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs.
KDVA is the what we like to call an all-stop shop. We provide for each of the veterans on their benefits, also help them with if there's any needs for the veteran centers, and also for the families when our veterans pass. And we provide those in five different areas across the state in the cemeteries. We have four great, wonderful veteran centers, and I've got 22 field reps out amongst the state in the 120 counties out there looking for any veteran that needs any kind of assistance, working for any kind of extra look at their issues within, you know, their service. And that's the key part, is a lot of veterans don't understand what they're entitled to. And that's basically what we're here for. We would love to have every veteran in the state call us first and reach out to us, because we can at least help them, guide them into what their next step may be. We link in with the medical centers on the VA side, on the federal side. And again, that's a big part of the confusion out there, is when they hear KDVA, they think that we are the federal guys, we're the hospitals. We're not. We are a state agency, and we do everything but hospitals. But we also help on employment. We help homeless. We have our trust fund that we go out and support those organizations that want to provide support for the veterans and their families out there.
Commissioner, tell us about the Kentucky Veterans Trust Fund program.
It is it's funded through the military license plates, and I support veteran license tags. Basically, $5 per tag goes into this trust fund.
So the trust fund is funded by the military license plates and the fees.
It does, and unfortunately, we've seen a decrease in the number of tags being purchased by the veterans and or supporters of veterans. And that's one of the things we'd like to be able to do, is ask people, if you really want to support the veterans, this is a unique way of doing it, and you can show that by having that tag on your vehicle. There's even a civilian tag out there for anyone in the state of Kentucky that wants to support veterans, and it's called I Support Veterans, and that's what's in that little blue flyer down at the, or banner at the bottom of those tags. And we sell a lot of those, not we, but the state does. But we encourage everybody that comes up to us and say, hey, what can we do to help? And that's one unique way of doing it and showing that every day.
Commissioner, can the public donate to the trust fund?
Yes, anybody can donate to the trust fund. You can do it. A lot of the state members do it through the KECC. We receive checks all the time from different organizations that want to contribute to the trust fund, and we like those as well. We have schools, we have companies, we've had major corporations. They will donate, and as many and as often as we can encourage people to do that. It is a purely 100% for the veterans and or their families.
Commissioner, what message would you like people to take from this program?
Well, again, I think the biggest message that I would like to, from my perspective, is trying to get the word out and help everybody understand that we're there, we're out there. We are different from the VA, but we are, we collaborate together, and that we want people to come to us first. And nothing against the BSOs. I think they do an outstanding job. But, you know, again, from our perspective, our charter, our mission is to reach out to every veteran we have in the state. And, you know, 330,000 is just as important as one.
Next up, Eileen Ward, Kentucky Homeless Veterans Program Coordinator.
I'm in charge of the Homeless Veteran Assistance Fund. It's where we can grant up to $250 to an honorably discharged veteran. We do have some income limits. So, for instance, for a single person, you really can't make more than $18,735 per year. It's a one-time only grant. But we would need proof of like a utility being cut off, an eviction notice, anything that we can do to prevent homelessness is what our mission is. So just to kind of give you an idea, since July the 1st of 2018, we've already spent out $49,726.97. We've assisted 108 people with housing, 91 with utilities. So far we've helped 199 this fiscal year that'll end in June. So we anticipate it being even more next year.
Eileen, I know there's something you're very proud of. Operation Victory. Tell us about it.
We are part of the Operation Victory project. We're so excited. But my job is to find applicants. This is a home that we're trying to give to a homeless veteran.
How does this all work, Eileen?
We work with the Housing Partnership, HPI. They locate these homes. We all come together as a group, Habitat for Humanity, HPI, all the local unions in Louisville, and then KDVA. We get together. They find a home to be refabbed. We take the application. We find the perfect veteran. We've done two so far. We're looking for somebody that's faced homelessness in the past. There's a simple application. It's on our website. If you would fill that out and fax it to me, the fax number's on the application, 502-564-4036.
Okay, Eileen, you're a homeless veteran. What should you do next?
So if you're a homeless veteran or if you know of a homeless veteran, I encourage you to go to our website. It's veterans.ky.gov. There's the application for the home for Operation Victory. Please fill it out and get that fax to me as soon as possible to 502-564-4036. If you're out there and you have an immediate need, I encourage you to dial 211. It'll be the United Way of the Bluegrass. They can assist you with housing, rent, utilities, food. It's just somebody to contact right away to get immediate assistance. One of the most important things I want people to know, people that are facing financial difficulties, veterans, we're here. Give us a call. Let us see what we can do to help you.
Next up, Dean Stoops, Deputy Commissioner of the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs.
My duties are to support the commissioner. I'm the legislative liaison for the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs, along with our general counsel. And I'm also one of the main policy developers and drivers for the organization. I have a lot of stuff in my bag, but quite frankly, it's a lot of nuts and bolts of the organization. We try to let the chief of staff run things, and then the commissioner and I do a lot of legislative engagement with our state legislature, governor's office, governor's staff, and then public events and over at the Capitol, over at the annex, and then an awful lot of public events with city council members, mayors, judge executives, things like that. We spend an awful lot of time. We spend in many cases, as a matter of fact, just last week we spent 8 hours on the road to do a one-hour event in a hazard area. But that comes with a job. Sure. That's just, I mean, those are important events. Those type of engagements are important because it's usually recognizing veterans and supporting veterans' events and organizations. So if it means being on the road 8-10 hours, that's what we do.
Just my observation, Dean, but it seems like everybody around here is pretty happy and dedicated.
We think we've got a pretty happy force. They love what they do, just like me. I love what I'm doing. Matter of fact, I retired a little over a year ago after 40 years with the Kentucky National Guard in the Army. I had not planned on going back to work, but when General Adams called me and said he needed a chief of staff, and then which eventually turned into commissioner position, I jumped at the opportunity to come work for him, and not only to work for him, but because of the mission of the organization. I probably would not have gone back to work for any other reason.
The Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs also offers employment training and support. Here's April Brown, Program Coordinator.
With the Employment Training and Support Program, we work with veterans to try to help them find employment, better employment, or even education opportunities. At KDVA, we have a lot of employers reach out to us that are veteran-friendly businesses. We also have veterans that reach out for assistance with finding employment, assistance with resumes, or just making some connections or other networking opportunities through KDVA. We provide leads to employment opportunities with veteran-friendly businesses, and we also assist veterans with resume building and also getting them to job fairs.
April, talk to me about the Kentucky Vets Program.
The KY Vets Program, as a part of KDVA, actually started in 2016 with the idea of providing resources and support to veterans across Kentucky to help them with gainful employment and some training opportunities. As the program manager, I'm supposed to assist them with those employment opportunities. One of the key parts of the job that we work with the Workforce Development Cabinet is also to ensure that we educate employers about how hiring veterans may benefit their organization, and also to help them become a veteran-friendly business.
April, why do you think employers ought to hire veterans?
They have discipline. They tend to show up every day, usually early. They understand the chain of command. They understand ensuring that they complete the assigned tasks and the attention to detail in their work. They tend to have a long career on top of their military career.
Talk to me about some of the workforce numbers.
Our highest supply of veterans in the workforce are between the ages of 45 and 64. I've learned that a lot of those folks still want to work. Of course, many of us in that age group still have children to raise or grandchildren to assist with, put kids through college, maybe working on a third retirement or second retirement in some cases.
April, talk to me about the importance of the KDVA.
We have a very important job here at KDVA because we want to make sure that all of our veterans not only have employment, but they have the best employment to match the skill set that they have coming out of their military training and experience. Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs receives a lot of job listings from employers around the Commonwealth. What we do with those is we provide those on our website as well as our Facebook page. We also have a listserv email where we can send out those job listings to interested veterans. So if a veteran wants to receive those listings or job information, job fair information, they can go to our website and sign up for that email.
I know you're excited about the Women Veterans Program. Tell us about it.
KDVA supports a Kentucky Women's Veterans Program where we help with the outreach for veterans, women veterans' awareness of eligibility for their services and benefits. Across the Commonwealth and even the United States, many women who have served do not feel that they are veterans, and they don't sign up for their benefits that they're eligible for. KDVA works to improve their awareness of their benefits and their eligibility for services. KDVA also has a Kentucky Women Veterans database. If our lady veterans would like to be a part of that database where they can receive information about upcoming events for veterans, benefits, or any other services provided by either KDVA or other veteran service organizations where we continually share that information, they are welcome to go to our website and sign up for the email listserv.
The KDVA website is a treasure trove of information for our veterans. That website address is veterans.ky.gov. Veterans.ky.gov. If you are a veteran and need help or know a veteran who is facing problems, please go to the website, veterans.kentucky.gov. Up next, Dennis W. Shepherd. He's the general counsel for the KDVA.
My duties are to advise the commissioner and his staff on legal issues, personnel issues, and I have other duties that include dealing directly with veterans when they have a problem with the way they were discharged from the service. I assist them in applying to the various boards of review to help them upgrade their discharge if they received a bad discharge, and also to correct errors on their DD Form 214 discharge certificate. I will assist you in going to the proper forum. I will take you through the application process, and I will help you put together what I would consider an effective package to go to that board to help you correct the DD Form 214, to help you try to upgrade an other than honorable condition discharge. Our department was instrumental in getting the Medal of Honor for one of Kentucky's heroes, the late Garland Merle Connor. And I took on that case some years ago, and I actually took it all the way up to the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. It went through a number of bureaucratic channels, but eventually, last summer, he was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. He was quite a hero, and he deserved it, and we're very proud that we helped him.
Mark A. Bowman is the executive director of the Office for Kentucky Veteran Centers. We ask him about his role.
I'm the executive director of the Office of Kentucky Veteran Center. So our division is charged with taking care of elderly veterans that need nursing facility or skilled nursing facility services. So they come to us when they have a need, whether it's those needs are not met at home, or they just get so sick that they need more care, specialized care. So we have four facilities throughout Kentucky, and we are so privileged to take care of our elderly veterans that have served us so well.
Mark, are your homes capable of taking care of dementia-type patients?
You know, the predominantly a large population that we serve, as well as other long-term care facilities and companies, serve a high proportionate number of dementia-type residents. And so every facility really has the basics of Alzheimer's type and dementia type training. Many facilities have specialized units that go above and beyond the normal training, and they're even configured and built specifically for that population, because when you put people with dementia or Alzheimer's in a general population, it does not usually bode well. And that's why one of the things that you'll see in some of our new facilities is the different design.
Talk to me about the cost of care.
It's extremely expensive because there's a lot of care and resources that go into the care of our elderly. And, you know, that's one of the things about the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs. We will put our value up and what we charge our veterans from an actual private pay standpoint up against anybody in the state, especially for the value that they get. You know, it's not uncommon for people to see a monthly fee of anywhere between $6,000 and $8,000 per month. And that's sometimes just room and board plus fee for service for other things. And at the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs, if somebody does have to pay privately out of their pocket, a semi-private room costs $4,000 a month. We also make sure that we serve and connect with service-connected veterans. Anybody that has a service-connected rating of 70% or more, the federal government actually pays for their full stay with us. So the veteran or their family does not pay 1 cent for their care. So if they're rated 70% or more service-connected, they don't pay for any of their care in our state veterans' homes.
Mark, tell us a little more about these centers.
The Office of Kentucky Veterans Centers actually has four facilities located in Kentucky. We have one in Hazard, we have one in Madisonville, Kentucky, one in Radcliffe, which is our newest facility, and one in Wilmore. So we have a fairly good geographic spread throughout the state, and our goal is to serve veterans who have served our great country and this Commonwealth in their time of need. And so when they need skilled nursing facility services or nursing facility services, we like to bring them in. And the beauty of what we do is it's all veterans. There's no one else in our facilities. So we serve veterans like nobody else serves veterans. And we really enjoy that. And we talked about mission earlier. You go into our facilities and you will see that it's a true mission for the team members that are committed every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 years. This is what we do, and they do it extremely well with great passion. And we're thrilled to death to be able to serve those and enjoy it every day.
Next, we spoke with Edward Day. He's their regional administrator of Region 1.
My mission as a regional administrator is to oversee the claims process with Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs. I have 7 field reps that are the initial point of contact for veterans to file these claims. And again, like I stated, I oversee that process and I interact with the federal VA and troubleshoot any problems that they may run into or arise. A typical problem would be that the VA might overlook a piece of evidence that is submitted with a claim that I have to draw their attention to, or that a veteran might have missed submitting. Also, a lot of problems might have arise when a veteran might miss an appointment that we have to petition the VA to reschedule that appointment. We also interact with the VA in the capacity of prepping for appeals. We do have a specialized appeal section that handles that appeal, but we prep the veteran right up to the point that we hand that off to our appeals section. If you Google veterans benefits, a lot of times you're going to come up with a whole host of organizations, DAV, Legion, VFW, and you will find Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs. We are the same, and yet we are very different. Those are good organizations. They are volunteer organizations. We are a state agency, and many times veterans will confuse us with the federal VA because our names they sound very much alike, Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs and Department of Veteran Affairs. If you Google us and you come up with our name and for our contact information, you'll give us a call, and that number is usually a Louisville number. You contact the Louisville number and you'll get a regional number, and that will usually land you in the office of one of the regional administrators. And at that point, we can get the veteran to one of the field reps in the local area to better service the veteran.
And finally, we spoke with Wendy Maxwell, field rep for Northern Kentucky, and Alan James, regional administrator for Northern Kentucky.
I am the field rep for Northern Kentucky. I serve 8 counties, and I help veterans and their families apply for mainly compensation or pension. Pensions need an income-based benefit, where compensation is disability. We are funded by Kentucky taxpayer dollars, so I tell everybody, let your taxes work for you. You know, it's no cost for us to see a veteran that resides in the state of Kentucky. We are accredited, we are educated on the best way to go about seeking those benefits. So just let us do our job. I tell everybody, let your taxes work for you.
Wendy, tell us how you work with the VA.
I have good relationships with the outstations at the VA, which there's one in Florence, Kentucky, which is Boone County. There's another one in Bellevue, Kentucky, which is Campbell County. And a lot of times when the guys go there, they're going there to seek health benefits. There's 2 sides to the VA, the health administration and the benefits administration. A lot of people don't understand the benefits, and the benefits don't understand the health. So a lot of times the veterans will come into the C-Box and they'll start talking to people like, should I file a hearing loss claim? And because we have these relationships with these outstations, they give these veterans our cards. And so I get a lot of referrals from actually the VA. But not only that, I have relationships with social workers, with assisted living, places, word of mouth. We try to get out to talk a little bit about what we do, like at senior centers, places like that.
Up next, Regional Administrator for Northeast Kentucky, Alan James.
A lot of people don't understand that with the health side of the VA, if you say something there, it is never going to make its way to the benefit side. They operate on 2 separate pots of money. There's a wall between them. They've never talked. They're never going to talk. So many veterans reach out to us, go, well, I told the VA this. Well, who did you tell? Well, I told this guy at the hospital. Well, that has no bearing, and that information, although it might be very pertinent to a situation, is never going to find its way to the benefit side and have an impact on your claim. So that's that's where we come in, is we channel that information. Is our goal, even though, as Wendy mentioned earlier, there's a lot of obstacles in this bureaucracy, we try to minimize those obstacles as much as possible and take away as many questions the VA is going to come up with as early in the claim process as we possibly can. And that boils down to medical evidence. That's what we need from the veterans. When we give them homework, that's usually what it is go get us medical evidence.
It's good to know that if you are a veteran in need or know a veteran in need, the Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs is there for you. When it comes to helping our veterans, they have the answers to your questions. Go to the website, veterans.ky.gov. That's veterans.ky.gov. Our thanks to the management and staff of the Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs for their cooperation in the production of this program. This is Bob Manning. The preceding program is a production of the Bardstown Radio Team.